家人们好，
See you, family members.
非常感恩，我们在这里可以在网上相见。
We are very thankful to our Lord that we are able to meet together here on the internet.
大家看到，在这样一个全球的大震动当中，真的非常荣幸，我们有一个不能震动的国。
We are very hopeful and very fortunate to have this unshakable kingdom, even though we see global shakings in the world happening right now.
我们常常现在在宣告以赛亚书60章，在黑暗遮盖大地、幽暗遮盖万民之时呢，我们看到神的荣耀却要彰显在他的子民的身上。
Now, what we proclaim is Isaiah chapter 60. When the darkness falls over the land, the glory of the Lord instead falls over us and covers us.
我们不仅有一个不能震动的国，我们在地上就也彰显了一个不能震动的家。
And not only do we have an unshakable kingdom in heaven, here on earth, we are revealing and manifesting an unshakable family, an unshakable household.
在这样的很多的撕裂、很多的伤害的当中，这个家是何等的宝贵。
And this household, this family is so precious, even though there are a lot of tearing and hurt and pain going on in the world.
那我们呢，就是在这个过程里面，我们在想特别的介绍我们的北美的家人同行的团队。好，我们这个团到我们这个聚会结束最后的时候，会跟大家呈现这个家。那从2017年到现在，我们一起同行，一起来在牧者当中，我们一起心连心。我们胜过自己的教会的限制，我们一起在这里成为一个家。
And so we have become a family ever since 2017, this North American homecoming core group. And all of these are pastors and ministers in their own church, but we've been able to overcome that and join together as a family and to reveal together in oneness God's heart.
也不仅是这个家，我们也慢慢的在这个同行的过程当中，看到华夏的一个整个家的呈现。我们这里也特别的欢迎从台湾、香港、澳门，从中国甚至是我们知道从新西兰、从马来西亚、新加坡各地可能还有些地方没有说到的地方，在我们当中的家人。
And so, not only this family in North America, but also the global Chinese family, we are very joyful to have them, to have been able to join together with them in oneness today. And so, tonight, we have people from Taiwan and Hong Kong and Macau and China and Singapore and Malaysia and New Zealand and probably other places that I haven't named.
我想我们在一起，我的名字叫 Joylin 但是这个不重要，重要的是我们这个家是一起在这个震动的时刻站立。我们今天，sorry Jack。
My name is Joylin, but what's important, more important than my name, is the fact that we as a family are standing together in oneness, even though the world is undergoing great shakings.
那我们今天呢，特别的这一个相聚呢，是从年轻人开始我们知道这个普尔节非常的宝贵，我们待会会请这个彭牧师会跟我们分享一下关于普尔节，但是让我们先来敬拜，当我们敬拜的时候我们会更多的看到神在神的同在的当中与我们同在。
I think the season of the Purim is very important, and a little bit later on, we will have sharing to explain a little bit more about the background and context of the season, this festival. But first, we want to start with songs and worship that's led by our young people, because I think in a family gathering like this, when we want to show oneness, that truly brings about our worship.
今天非常的宝贵，有我们的这个西安教会的 Alisa 这个年轻的我们不能叫他小朋友哈，那我就想透露一下，他还不到20岁，好，他要带领我们的敬拜。
And so tonight we're very happy to have a very young sister, Sister Alyssa, to lead us in songs and worship. She's very young.
那我们也非常的感恩，今天非常的荣幸有我们整个家的大家长 我们的周爸也从台湾在我们当中我们真的很感谢神，我们有这个 Zoom 哈，可以从各地在我们都在一起。
And so tonight we're also very thankful for Pastor Papa Joe from Taiwan to be able to join us via Zoom tonight.
所以我们好像是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，看到三代都在我们的当中。
And so the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the three generations, the patriarchs, and tonight we also have three generations walking in one.
所以当这个Lisa 为我们敬拜完，我们就有请周爸为我们做一个为我们这三天的聚集做一个祝福和遮盖的祷告。
And so once Elisa has led us in worship, we will have Papa Joe lead us in a prayer that covers the entire 3 days of our worship and our sharing and our sessions.
谢谢大家，也特别的谢谢在背后在提早一个小时，甚至在不同的地方、不同的时段为这个聚会守望祷告的家人们，谢谢你们。
And also want to thank you, family members, for and the discernment team for praying and covering and interceding for this gathering. You having got online and gathered together 1 hour before.
好，我们请 Elisa 代表我们带我们敬拜，谢谢。
And so we now turn our time over to Elisa. She will lead us in worship. Thank you.
Jesus, we come here to worship. Jesus. He's the one thing I desire. You're the one thing we see. Our one desire. Our one desire is to behold your beauty. Is to behold your Jesus. This is our one desire.
Amen. We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主给我们这样的一群像 Alisa 一样的年轻人，他们单单只要耶稣。
We thank the Lord for giving us a group of young people just like Alisa who are simply wanting Jesus.
我们请周爸为我们做一个遮盖的祷告，让这样的宝贵的年轻人在我们当中，他们可以完全的来释放他们的心，他们可以完全的做他们自己，在家中他们感受到那样的安全，可以恢复他们在灵里面他们创始之初神就给他们的身份。谢谢主吧。
And we'll ask Pastor Papa Zoe to give us a prayer of covering to bless our young people, so precious that they are able to feel safe in this home, in this family, and that they are able to be restored to the original purpose for which God created them and for which God put them in this family, that they will be able to feel safe and release in their spirit.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你。
We thank you.
在这个关键时刻,
in this very key moment,
主你让我们能够再一次来到你面前。
You have called us to be once again gathered in front of your presence.
我们感谢你。
Again, we thank you.
你赐给我们不能震动的国。
You have given us a kingdom that is unshakable.
你也赐给我们不能震动的家。
You have also given us a family that is unshakable.
你赐给我们不能震动的家人。
You have given us family members who are unshakable.
主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们每一位都是宝贵的。
Every one of us here is precious.
主，我们恳求你来。
And we ask you, Lord, that especially at this key moment,
主啊，你来释放，你来保守 做我们的下一代。
Come and release and come and protect our next generation.
主让他们在你的里面，哦主啊，你在他们心里面所有的，哦主啊，这些属灵的产业，哦主啊，能够在他们身上，透过他们成为这个家庭的祝福。
So that, O Lord, all the spiritual inheritance that you have placed in their hearts and through their lives can become a blessing to this family, to this household.
我们也恳求你来，哦主啊，让我们这个家，哦主啊，为父的心真的转向儿女，儿女的心全转向父亲。
Lord, we ask that in this household, by your grace, truly the father's hearts can turn to the children, and the children's hearts can turn to the fathers.
但愿两代、三代同行的恩膏充满在这个家庭中间。
And may this family be filled and be anointed with the grace that is two generations, three generations walking together.
主，我们也求你来这个普尔节的恩膏。哦主啊，在这三天里面大大的，哦主啊，降在我们中间。
And we also ask that this Purim season, the anointing and this grace can be given to us greatly over the next 2-3 days gathering.
主啊，但愿哦主啊，反败为胜的恩膏，哦主啊，主啊，在这三天里面被释放出来。
And may that anointing which turns defeat into victory can be released over the next couple of days as we gather.
主，我们感谢你，你赐下权柄。
Lord, we thank you also because you have given us authority.
主，让我们各地的，哦，主啊，主啊，莫迪改门、以斯帖门都能够一起站立。
So that all over the earth we have Mordecais and Esthers who can stand together.
能够让我们能够主啊，能够胜过哦主啊，整个现代的哈曼的权势、黑暗的权势、龙的权势。
So that we can overcome the dominion in this current and modern world that is of Haman, of the dragon, of the evil.
主，我们宣告反败为胜的恩膏要充满在这个我们的家庭的里面。
Lord, we proclaim that that anointing which is turning defeat into victory shall fill this family.
我们宣告以斯帖孤儿的灵的，哦主啊，这样的一个，哦主啊，要离开，哦主啊，女儿的，哦主啊，尊贵儿女的恩膏要充满在每一个神的儿女中间。
And Lord, we also pray and declare that the spirit of loneliness, the spirit of an orphan that Esther once had will depart. And instead, we will have the anointing of being your children, your glorious sons and daughters.
我们也恳求你来，哦主啊，让我们能够主啊，在各地，哦主啊，主啊，各地的华人教会家人能够预备成为，哦主啊，羔羊的心腹。
And we also ask by your grace that all the Chinese churches in all the places here on earth can prepare ourselves to become the new bride of the Lamb.
让我们成为像以斯帖一样成为皇后，你就伸出你的剑来，让我们看见可以反败为胜。
And when we are crowned to be queens, just like Esther, you reach out your scepter.So that we could see there is indeed your power to turn defeat into victory.
求你祝福我们整个这三天的聚集，还有线上的每一位家人。
May you bless our gathering over today and the next 3 days, as well as all the family members who are gathered online.
感谢祷告奉主的名。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen.Amen.
Amen.
谢谢周爸，感恩
Papa Joe. We thank him.
我们刚刚周爸讲到的反败为胜，讲到这就是普尔节的一个贯穿的主题。
And as he mentioned, turning defeat into victory, that is a overarching theme of the season of Purim.
我们请在美国的这个第一长老会在 New Jersey 的David 彭牧师给我们简单的说一下这个背景。
And so, And so we'll have Pastor David briefly explain the background regarding the season of the Purim, and he's from the Presbyterian Church in New Jersey.
大家平安.
A peace to you, everyone.
我们等一下会看几段圣经节, 可以知道普尔节是什么意思。
In a few moments, we'll look at several Bible verses to help us understand the meaning of the season of the Purim.
首先要提醒大家, 魔鬼来就是要偷窃, 就是要毁坏, 就是要杀害。
First, a reminder, of course, that the devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy.
可是耶稣就是生命, 而且出人意外的更丰盛的生命。
But Jesus instead gives life, and indeed he gives life that is surpassing all understanding and expectations.
首先普尔节第一个重要的重点就是讲到 remnant, 余民。
When talking about Purim, we are reminded of the important theme of the remnant, the remaining people.
如果大家看到以斯帖记的第二章的第五节, 你会看到第一个主角,他的名字叫莫迪改。
If you look at Esther chapter 2, verse 5, you'll see that the main character, the first main character in this story is Mordecai.
莫迪凯就是其中一个从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的渔民活下来的人。
Mordecai is indeed a remnant, one of those who were captured from Jerusalem and taken in captivity to Babylon.
很奇妙的，他没有死，他活下来了。
Of course, amazingly, Mordecai survived.
这就是渔民。
And that is what's meant by remnant.
所以今天我们全世界神都在找这些愿意最后坚持到底的人。
And so, of course, God all over the world is looking these days for those who are willing to persist to the end.
我们再看到第三章的第七节。
And then we look at chapter 3, verse 7.
魔鬼就是要把渔民全部都杀灭。
And the devil, the evil one's plan is to destroy, to kill off all of the remnant.
而且他挑的日子。 就是以色列人出埃及的尼散月。
And of course, he picked the day or the memorial day of the Israelites leaving Egypt.
那个时候就是神拯救的日子。魔鬼说，上帝救不了你，在神拯救你的日子，我要下令把你们全毁了。
So in the month of Nisan, of course, that is a memorial month for God saving the Israelites. But the devil wants to say, instead, God is not able to save you. I will have the king issue an edict to kill off all of the remnant. But of course, we need to praise and worship our Lord.
就像刚刚带领敬拜的Elisa告诉我们, 不要忘记上帝的beauty,他的美好和他的wonder, 他的奇妙。
And as Sister Elissa led us in worship, we shall not forget God's beauty and God's wonder.
魔鬼打算12个月后,在亚达月要把所有的以色列人全部毁了。
The devil's plan is that in 12 months' time, he will destroy all of the remaining Israelites in the month of Adar.
可是如果你请看以斯帖记的第八章第九节,
But if you look at chapter 8 of Esther and looking at verse 9,
上帝拯救的速度更快,
the speed by which God rescues is even faster.
因为上帝的能力是生命,
because God's power is life and an even more bountiful life.
2个月后就取消了魔鬼的一切的诡计。
And so in 2 months' time, God canceled all of Satan's evil plans.
Hallelujah! 所有的以色列人就庆祝第一次的这个普尔节。
And so we see that the Israelites say hallelujah in celebration of the first season of Pur.
所以我们看到很奇妙的莫迪改跟以斯帖就像两代同行。 把上帝的计划继续延续下去。
And so we see that amazingly, Mordecai and Esther are like the two generations walking in one, and together they were able to continue God's plan.
15 years later,
and then 15 years thereafter,
又出现了一个人，他的名字叫以斯拉。
There was another character by the name of Ezra.
以斯拉就是近前的后代。
And Ezra is the descendant of the worshipful.
如果你看以斯拉记第七章第九节，
If you look at chapter 7, verse 9 of the book of Ezra,
正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，回到耶路撒冷。
He had begun his journey from Babylon on the first day of the first month, in order to return to Jerusalem.
哇，感谢赞美主！这个路线就是当时候莫迪改从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦。
And we thank the Lord when we praise him because this is precisely the same route by which Mordecai was captured and moved to Babylon.
上帝的能力不但要取消一切魔鬼的咒诅，
Not only is God's power there to cancel all of the curse of the evil one,
而且要赐给我们更丰盛的生命。
But in fact, he wants to bless us and give us an even richer life.
最后我们看以斯拉记的第九章第九节。
And then, lastly, we look at chapter 9, verse 9 of the book of Ezra.
我们虽然是奴隶，虽然我们在辖制之中，可是我们的神从来没有丢弃我们，就在敌人的面前为我们施恩，叫我们复兴。
In verse 9, it says this, Though we are slaves, our God has not forsaken us in our bondage. He has shown us kindness in the sight of the kings of Persia.
然后叫我们复兴，使我们能够重建我们神的殿。
He has granted us new life to rebuild the house of our God and repair its ruins.
所以在这三天的普尔节的聚集。
And so over the next 3 days, as we gather for the season of Pur,
我们会看见上帝的恩典使我们反败为胜。
We are going to see God's grace that indeed turns defeat into victory.
而且从莫迪改到以斯帖，从以斯帖到以斯拉。
And then from Mordecai to Esther, from Esther to Ezra.
愿主祝福大家，愿主让他的名得到高举。
May God bless everyone and may God allow his name to be highly glorified and exalted.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢 David 牧师给我们这么简明又这么 powerful 有力的一个寻访古道。
We thank Pastor David for giving us a very simple but yet very powerful clarification through the ancient passage that tells about Pur.
那我们也期待在我们第三天会有从以色列来的阿什牧师。他说他也想要再解释一下，再讲一下普尔节，我们真的拭目以待。
And of course, on our day three of our gathering, the pastor from Israel, Pastor Asher, he will also talk a little bit more about Purim, and we look forward to that as well.
那我们知道要反败为胜，刚刚David 牧师也很清楚的帮我们指明，就是很重要，就是身份的转化，就是一天要知道他是谁。
And so very importantly, in order to turn defeat into victory, as Pastor David pointed out just now, we have to know who we are. In other words, the turning over of your identity.
所以我们今天非常的荣幸，我们有一些的年轻人在我们的当中，他们就要来诉说一个非常奇妙的现代的以斯帖的故事。
And so today we are very honored and excited to have a certain group of young people among us to tell us aboutan Esther story in this modern times.
他们怎么样看到他们的身份，并且他们能够进到他们的身份的实际的当中。
In other words, how they see their identity, how they realize it, and how they enter truthfulness of their identity.
我来邀请 Alan, 好，他是我们在不仅是我们在北美，我们的牧者们，刚刚的 David 牧师，还有我们当中在后台有好几位都是我们一起同行的家人。那么的年轻人呢现在也开始造句。
And so, just like Pastor David and Pastor Zhou just now, of course, we have the spiritual elders and pastors who are gathered together in this family, in this homecoming journey. But we also have the young people, as represented by Alan, and they are gathering as well.
那我就请 Alan 来待会介绍他的小伙伴们。
And so Alan will take a few moments to introduce her partners.
他自己呢是在 IHOP 的中文学校服侍。
Alan herself serves in the Chinese school there in IHOP.
那我最感动的是他对他的属灵母亲 Nicole 妈妈的完全摆上的服侍。
And what I'm most touched by is how she serves and ministers to her spiritual mother, Nicole, Pastor Nicole.
我想就不多说，大家可能在各样的聚会当中听到她和 Nicole 一起的分享。我把时间交给 Alan。
And so let's turn our time over to Sister Alan now.
好，谢谢妈妈 Joy Lin。
So we thank Mama Joy Lin。
对我个人来说 ，Joy Lin 是隐藏的妈妈对我一样的重要。
For me personally, Pastor Joy Lin or Mama Joy Lin is a hidden mother, but still just as important for me.
今天我们有很宝贵的三个年轻人的代表要在我们当中一起来分享。
And today we have three very precious representatives of the younger generation to share among us.
那在此之前呢，我觉得先要代表我们的当中的年轻的一代。
But before that, on behalf of the younger generation among us,
我想要再次表达我们的感恩。
Again, I want to express our gratitude.
就是每一次当我看到就是这一个家在一起的时候。
Every time that I see this family gathered together,
我知道我们的年轻人的心都是跟我一样。
And I know that our young people's hearts are just like mine.
我们就是很感谢我们当中的上一代，我们的属灵的为父为母的。
In that we are very thankful to our earlier generation. We are thankful to our spiritual mothers and fathers.
我们今天能够在这里，就是因为你们多年的祷告跟劳苦。
Today we are able to be here precisely because of your laboring and because of your prayers over the years.
所以你们一直为我们。创造这个安全的环境，让我们可以打开我们的心来分享。
And so you have always created and put in place this environment in which we feel safe and willing to open our hearts to share.
所以我们要不断的重复的来向神、向你们来述说我们的感恩和纪念。
And that is why repeatedly we want to express our gratitude to both you and to God, and to remember all that you've done.
也让我们自己不要忘记。
And that repeated expression of gratitude is also a reminder for ourselves.
就好像以斯帖从来没有忘记莫迪该怎么样抚养他。
In the same way how Esther never forgot how Mordecai had brought her up.
所以我要介绍我们接下来三位要跟我们分享的年轻人。
And so brief introductions for the three young people who are about to share with us.
第一个我这是非常骄傲的要来介绍她，就是我们的 Christina。
First, I want to proudly introduce her, Sister Christina.
她是在我们 IHOP, 应该是十几年吧。
She has spent maybe more than 10 years here at IHOP.
如果我不说的话，你一定不会猜到她是两个孩子的母亲。
If I don't mention it, you probably won't realize she is a mother of two already.
她有一个非常奇妙的故事，怎么样从浪子回到神的家中。
And she has a wonderful and amazing story about how she returned home from being a prodigal son.
她是 IHOP 的敬拜主领，曾经是在我们的万人特会上面带敬拜的主领。
She used to be a worship team leader here at IHOP. She has led worship in one of our gatherings that was had you know more than 10,000 people.
可是当我们认识他的时候很奇妙，他说我有心要来兴起华人的敬拜祷告。
But when we got to know her, it was amazing because she said she had a heart to raise up prayer and worship among the Chinese.
现在他带领我们每个礼拜的中文的敬拜祷告时段。
And so now she leads our prayer and worship time in our Chinese sessions every week.
有的时候房间里面甚至都不到五个人。
And sometimes there are maybe less than five people in the room.
但是他 愿意付上他的心，正是因为他里面华人身份的兴起。
But nevertheless, she's willing to put in her effort and put in her heart because in her heart, there is a renewal and a revival of her Chinese identity.
所以今天就要邀请 Christina 来跟我们分享她的这个故事。
And so today we invite Christina to share her story.
Hello. 我会说英文，因为我的中文不太好。Hi, everybody. I'm really excited to share this story.
大家好，我非常兴奋来分享我的故事。
I actually grew up in California.
我是在加州长大的。
But my parents actually are from Taiwan.
但是我的父母是从台湾来的。
My dad, actually, a lot of you may know, is Pastor Tian.
我的爸爸大家可能知道是钱牧师。
And even though I grew up in a fairly diverse area,
虽然我成长在一个非常多文化的地方，
there was something that stuck out to me very early on.
但是很小的时候，好像有一些事情就在我的里面。
I noticed that being Asian, specifically Chinese, was not something to be proud about.
那我从小就觉得好像作为一个亚洲人，特别是华人，好像没有什么可以值得骄傲的。
It was actually something, sadly to say, it felt like something that I was more ashamed of.
非常令人沮丧的是，我甚至感觉到这个让我感觉到羞耻。
So we all know that as human beings, we all long to be accepted, to be a part of something.
作为人，我们都是希望是被接纳的，成为好像好的那一群。
So as a kid wanting to be accepted and also feeling not accepted because of my ethnic identity.
作为小孩子都希望被接纳，但是我作为孩子的时候，因为我的亚裔人的身份呢，我就觉得我不被接纳。
I tried to disassociate myself from being Chinese.
所以我呢就开始和好像华人这个身份呢开始隔绝。
So I would hang out with all sorts of people that as long as they weren't Chinese.
所以我就跟很多不是华人的人在一起，只要他们不是华人，我就可以跟他们在一起。
Yeah, and I tried finding my identity with the Latinos or the Filipinos or white people or black people, just anybody that I could. I tried to find identity there.
所以我就在菲律宾人当中、黑人当中、在拉美人当中来找到我的身份认定。
And when that didn't work, then I tried finding my identity with, you know, men or whatever, boyfriends and different groups and different types of people.
那这些不能够找到身份认证的时候呢，那我就开始找男人啊、男朋友啊，找不同的这个族群。
And what is so interesting to me is that the search for identity is actually so critical.
对我来说呢，寻找我的身份命定是非常关键的。
Because the search can either lead you to wholeness and joy and fulfillment, or it can lead you to utter destruction.
因为这样会带给我很多的喜乐，好像感觉是在家里面，但是呢，如果找不到的话，就感觉到一个毁坏。
So I definitely lived a life of sin, but the Lord radically saved me when I was 20 years old.
那所以我当时是活在一个罪中，但是神呢救赎了我，在我20岁的时候。
Yeah, and he brought me to Kansas City to the International House of Prayer.
他就把我带到Kansas 城市呢，把我带到这个国际祷告院。
Yeah, and It was there that I encountered the love of God for the first time.
就是在那里我第一次遇见神的爱。
And from that point on, I committed in my heart to serve him always.
所以从那个时候开始，我就把我的心归给神，说我要来服侍你。
So of course, from that time on, he started breaking off lies and mindsets and ideas.
所以在那个时候呢，神好像就把我一些的欺哄啊，一些的这个思想的模式帮我改变了。
And he was really helping me to discover who I really was in Christ.
他就来帮助我来发现自己在耶稣基督里面是谁。
So as I got to know Jesus more and more, I became so much more whole, but I was still missing something.
那我越来越多的认识神的时候呢，我就越来越多的有盼望，但是我感觉我还是有些事情是迷失的。
Yeah, I feel like our journey to identity is probably lifelong until we meet him face to face, but there was something that was really big that was missing. I just didn't know what it was.
那我就觉得我在寻找我的身份认知的这个旅程呢，可能要到我跟神面对面的时候才能够完全，好像有一个很大的事情还是在我的里面是迷失的。
Yeah, so it's interesting. So I got saved, or I gave my life to the Lord in 2006.
那我就是把我的生命交给主，我信主的时候是2006年。
But it wasn't until 2020 that he began to awaken this desire in me.
那实际上直到2020年呢，神才把我这样的一个渴慕被觉醒。
And I can't even explain all the details as to how it happened.
我甚至没办法来解释这是怎么样发生的。
But I realized that I had disassociated from being Chinese for so long that I didn't even identify as even being Chinese anymore. I thought I was just a person without any ethnicity.
那我呢是觉得我好像就是一个人，没有任何的这个种族文化的这个背景，好像我离开我们华人的这样的一个身份联系认定呢，已经很长时间了。
So it wasn't until the pandemic in 2020 and all of a sudden, everyone had all this free time to learn new things and find new hobbies.
直到2020年，因为疫情的原因呢，大家有很多的空闲的时间，能够找到自己新的这个爱好啊，这些事情。
And I started thinking, like, I should teach my kids how to speak Chinese because they're really good at tone. They're really good at all of the different tones.
那我就在想说，哎，我应该教教我的孩子中文呢，因为他们其实对这些音调，他们其实是很清楚的。
So I downloaded this little Chinese or this little learning app to learn Chinese.
所以呢，我就下载了这个一个就是学中文的一个 app.
And I started doing these like Chinese lessons with them in Pinyin.
我就跟他们来学这个上中文课程，然后教他们拼音。
And they were learning so quickly, so it really made me decide, hey, maybe I should relearn Chinese just for if they're going to learn, I should learn.
那他们学的那么快，以至于我在想说，哎，我可能应该重新来学中文。他们在学，我应该学。
And then, so that was kind of the first beginning of me being awakened to even wanting anything to do with Chinese culture.
那就是对我来说是开始的新的一步。对我从前来说，我根本就跟好像跟中国的文化不想有任何的关联，这是我好像新开始的一步。
Right, and then because there was so much time on our hands because of the pandemic, I started this is really funny. I started watching a very popular K drama.
就是因为有太多的时间，所以呢，那个时候呢，我就开始看一个很流行的一个电视剧。
Yeah.一个韩国的电视剧 and I was so shocked. Me and my husband both watched it, and we were so shocked by the quality, the storyline, the beauty, the art, all of it.
那我们看这个韩国的片子的时候，我和我先生都很惊讶，就是这个片子有这么好的质量，有这个故事的整个发展的线路里面有很多的艺术。
And it portrayed Asian people in such a beautiful.It's just such a beautiful way.
它就是很美好的来表述到亚洲人的形象。
So that was my first feeling of pride of being Asian.
那是我第一次感觉好像成为一个亚洲人，心里面觉得有骄傲的。
Yeah, so what's also funny, so as I watched that, I reconnected with a friend who's actually Persian.
那我因为我在看的时候呢，我就重新的和一个波斯的我的朋友来重新连接起来。
And I noticed that she was really into Chinese culture.
我就发现她其实是非常喜欢中国的文化的。
She loved watching Chinese dramas.
她是非常喜欢看中国的电视剧的。
And she was also learning how to speak, read, and write Chinese through the same app that I was using.
哦，她也是用着我下载的那个同样的学习中文的那个小程序呢，她在学着说和。 读中文。
So she actually recommended a few Chinese dramas for me. This is so funny.
甚至很好笑的就是说她给我推荐了很多中文的这个电视剧。
And the more I watched, the more I became intrigued with Chinese people.
那我看的越多呢，就是越被中国人来吸引。
And not just intrigued, but I wanted to know more about these people because I was starting to become aware that I was one of them.
我就是越看，我其实越想来了解，因为我觉得我其实是他们中的一部分呢。
Yeah, and the more that I watched, the more that I learned, the more that I felt, I felt like parts of me made sense.
我越看呢，我就越多的学到，好像我其实有一些的东西是我开始理解了。
And then the more that I dove in, the more that I felt.That I felt like I belonged somehow.
我越多的进入呢，我越多的感觉到，其实我是属于的，属于华人的。
Yes, so my personality is all or nothing. So I went extreme. I was learning I was studying like Chinese a couple hours a day. I was watching shows. I was listening to Chinese music, and I was pursuing Chinese people in my community.
因为我的个性呢是比较走极端的，所以我就开始，就是开始学一些中国的音乐呀，开始和华人在一起啊，就是更多的进入中国的文化。
Yes, if you were Chinese and I saw you, I would ask you if you spoke Chinese, and I would say, "Come to my house and have tea, and can we talk in Chinese?"
如果我在路上碰到你，你是华人的话，我就说，哎，你要不要到我家来呀？我们一起来讲华语呀，我们一起喝茶呀。
Yeah, and then that wasn't enough because I needed more. I wanted to go to China so badly because I wanted to be immersed. But because I couldn't do that, I tried any way I could to be immersed in Kansas City, which is very hard.
因为我实在是太喜欢了，所以我就是用尽各样的方法。其实我真的很想到中国去，能够浸泡在那个文化里面。所以在 Kansas City 呢，其实我也是在那里来尽我的可能，能够把自己好像泡在这样的文化里面。但是这是不容易的。
But what really, really pushed me over the edge into really finding like my identity, I think, was when I started, when I joined a Chinese worship team.
Oh, 我觉得最好像让我最最多的来知道我的身份定的，是因为我来到这个华人的这个团队的里面，就是这个敬拜的团队。
So I have been worship leading for like over 15 years in English.
我已经用英文来带领这个敬拜已经有超过15年了。
But when I started singing in Chinese, it was like something unlocked in me.
当我开始用华文来敬拜唱歌的时候呢，我就觉得我里面有一样东西好像被打开了。
It's like something that I can't even explain, but it was almost like I could communicate and I could touch the Lord in a different way.That was deeper than I had before.
那有些事情是我没有办法来解释的，就是说我好像可以跟神来交流，能够触摸到神，是更深，是我过去没有经历到的。
Yeah, so I started off just singing along with, you know, a different worship leader, but as things kind of shifted, I started leading my own team in Chinese.
那我一开始呢，就是好像和不同的这个敬拜组领呢一起来唱。那现在开始呢，就是我自己来带这个华人的敬拜了。
And that's where I really found that a lot of the brokenness of my identity began to heal.
那我就感觉到，在我的身份认定里面那个破碎的那个地方呢，好像就慢慢开始被医治了。
I realized that a lot of my shame, a lot of the shame of feeling, the shame of being Chinese, what does that even mean? A lot of me wanting to be separate from my ethnicity was just, it was a serious onslaught from the devil, trying to steal from me.
那我就开始意识到，其实很多的时候，我就是莫名其妙的感觉，就是好像作为华人，我里面那个羞耻感，那个好像隔离的那个疏离的那个感觉，其实是从撒旦从恶者那边来的。
And I made the connection that, you know, even after I gave my life to the Lord, I still felt not, I felt like I didn't belong. I felt like I was overlooked, like I didn't have as much value as other people in the ministry.
那我虽然我把我自己生命交给神了，但是好像我跟神有这样的一个连接了，但是当时我还是感觉到我自己没有价值，好像跟别人不一样。
Yeah, I still felt in fear and felt like I was never fully accepted yet by those around me. Yeah.
因为我还是感觉到我里面有惧怕，好像没有被周围的人能够完全的接纳。
Yeah, and it really was not because of anything that anyone did or say around me.
其实不是关乎别人做什么或者对我说了什么话。
But I realized now that it was because I was rejecting myself.
其实我意识到其实是我自己在拒绝自己。
And since 2020 and my journey till now and to the future.
那从2020年到现在，我相信直到将来。
I haven't felt that anymore.
我再也没有这样的感觉了。
Yeah, it's crazy. It wasn't this big aha moment where I was crying before the Lord. It was just a shift of acceptance in my own heart.
这是个很奇妙的，好像不是一个好像我在哭的那个好像就变了，而是一个快速的转换的过程，就是我知道自己是谁了。
Yeah, and I'm not saying that being Chinese, knowing that I'm Chinese is everything.
我们不是说好像作为一个华人或者知道我是个华人就是所有的一切了。
But it's something about me that I cannot reject. Like I have to accept it and embrace it.
是有个部分是我没有办法来拒绝，是我一定要来拥抱的。
Yeah. So I'm still on the journey.
所以我还在这样的一个旅程的里面。
And I'm very thankful for Nicole and Joylyn and Alan, who have been so kind and supportive and accepting. of me as I'm figuring this all out.
我真的非常感恩 Nicole, Joylyn, Alan, 他们对我这么好，他们就是来接纳我，来包支持我。
Yeah, and I also wanted to quickly say that my mom as well, she immigrated to America when she was 12 years old.
我要很快的说一下我妈妈，她同样的，她也是12岁的时候，她移民到了美国。
And she struggled with the same thing of really rejecting Chinese culture.
她也是在挣扎同样的事情，她就在拒绝华人的文化。
And it was in 2020.
直到2020.
I encouraged her to watch this Korean drama, the same one.
我就鼓励她来看同样的这个韩国的这个电视剧。
And she fell in love with it.
然后她就爱上了。
And it also caused her to go on her own journey of, because then she started watching Chinese dramas and she started like, you know, falling in love with Chinese culture as well.
所以他也开始在他自己的这个旅程的里面，他也看中国的华人的电视剧，然后他也爱上了华人。
So there's been a huge shift in her life as well.
所以在他的生命当中也是一个巨大的一个转变。
So I'm convinced that God cares so much about every part of who we are, and that includes, you know, your ethnicity, whether you're Chinese or African or, you know, Venezuelan, like he cares about it. Like he was strategic in creating you that way.
我就相信神呢，是他特别在乎我们其实这一部分的，就是说我们是属于哪一个族群。其实这是非常有策略性的，是在神的里面是非常关键的。
And I fully believe that we cannot operate or we cannot walk into the fullness of who God's created us to be if we don't accept this and embrace this part of us.
如果我们不是来完全的来接纳，来相信神给我们的这一块呢，我们其实没有办法能够来活出那个，或者说行出神要进入，让我们进入的完全的里面。
And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. 谢谢大家的收听。
谢谢 Christina 分享。
We thank Sister Christina for her sharing.
很荣幸我跟 Nicole 都被她 pursue.
I'm very honored myself and Nicole as well to have been pursued by Christina.
因为每次跟她聊天的时候就提醒我们自己，哇，华人的文化跟我们的身份是真的非常的美好。
And so each time we chat with her and have a talk with her, we are reminded that yes, as Chinese, our culture and our identity is pretty good.
所以每次非常喜欢跟 Christina 聊天。
So I really do enjoy each time the opportunity to chat with Christina.
我就想要来介绍我们的下一位的年轻人的代表。
And so allow me to introduce the second representative of our younger generation.
就是我们的 Hans.
And that'll be our Hans.
他是我们的北美华人年轻人的这个小小群体的领袖。
He is the leader of this small subgroup of the North American young people.
我每次都要说他是我们的好像长兄，好像长兄为父，常常看他有一种爸爸的感觉，父亲的感觉。
And oftentimes I see him in sort of a fatherly light because he's an elderly brother who tends to serve in a parental role.
甚至有的时候在他脸上会看到 Papa Gideon 的表情。
Sometimes I see the same facial expressions on Hans as Papa Gideon.
然后我们也纪念，其实我们这一小群北美的华人的年轻人能够聚在一起，也是他多年的梦想跟神的祷告。
And so this North American group of young people being able to gather together is also his prayer and his dream many years before the Lord.
Hans 最近分享了一个故事，是我以前也从来没听过的。
And recently he shared a story that I've never heard of before.
他发现他自己的产业。
And he has discovered his own inheritance.
就把时间交给 Hans。
So we'll turn the time over to Hans for now.
Thank you, Alan.
谢谢 Alan.
I am so honored and privileged to be able to share my journey.
我觉得非常的尊荣，可以跟大家来分享我的这个历程。
Yeah, I want to share to you about the journey of embracing the identity of a Chinese.
我也是想来分享我是怎么样走过这个历程来拥抱我华人的身份命定的。
Yeah, it's also my first time to hear Christina's testimony.Even though I know kind of I know there's a story, but it's my first time hearing it.
虽然我知道 Christina 的一些的故事，但是这是我第一次听见她这样的来表述她的故事。
It's amazing to see how the Lord actually orchestrate so that we fall into His divine purpose, divine plan.
所以真的就是很奇妙看到神是怎么样来这样的安排，以至于我们能够进入到神给我们的计划和命定的里面。
Yeah, I feel when it comes to the identity of Chinese, it feels like it's a matter of a mystery that the Lord is unfolding.
其实我感觉到就是我们进入华人的身份命定，好像就是神在开启的一个奥秘。
Yeah.Back in 2008, we were brought to the attention during the Olympic ceremony, how the torchbearer bore the flame hanging on mid-air, and there was scroll being opened.
其实2008年在北京奥运会的时候，我就看到那个运动员他怎么样拿着这个火炬在空中，然后看到这个书卷就这样展开。
And we saw probably past 12 years and maybe more,how the Lord has unfolded the destiny of the Chinese through the homecoming journey.
就是12年可能比这更多，就看到神怎么通过回家来打开这个华人的命定。
Yeah, I feel the Lord choose whatever he wants to. He can use a person. Yeah.
我就觉得神在拣选他所要拣选的，他可以拣选一个人。
And he can use an identity of a country.
他也可以用一个城市的这样的一个国家的这样的一个身份。
For example, I live in Canada right now. I see the very beautiful destiny God has for Canada.
比如说我现在住在加拿大，我就看到神对加拿大美好的命定。
And I believe that he can also use a race and a group of people to fulfill his heart.
我也相信神会用一个族类，就是特别的族群来，成就神自己心中的命定。
It's not that when we pick talk about being Chinese, it's not that we are anything special.
也不是我们自己好像拣选，好像说这个华人有什么特别的。
I feel that it's being a journey of a simple response.
我相信这就是一个里程，是我们对神的回应。
And if the Lord can call out the Chinese to fulfill his end time plans and purpose, why not?
如果神能够来让华人来完成神的末世的这样的命定，为什么不是呢？
Yeah, I feel that when Christina was sharing about her identity being robbed, it's a similar journey that perhaps many of us may experience.
刚 Christina 讲到说她原来华人的这样的一个身份好像被仇敌偷去，我相信我们有我们当中也有很多人是有同样的经历的。
Some are aware of it. Some perhaps are not even aware of it.
有些人意识到了，有些人甚至还都还没有意识到。
Yeah. For example, for myself, it was something that was taken away from me, and I have no clue whatsoever until the Lord brought a restoration to it.
就比如我自己，我甚至就是好像这些都给拿走了以后呢，我都不没有意识到，直到神把它拿回来给我，把我重新的建立。
I remember when I was a young boy, and I was asked to draw a family tree of up to four generations.
我就记得我是小孩子的时候哈，那时候要我画一个就是家庭家族的一个树的时候，当我画到第四代的时候
，Yeah, I was asked for four generations, but I can only come up with three.
我是要画四代的，但是我只画到第三代。
So it was me, my dad, my grandfather.
就是我，我爸爸，还有我的祖父。
Yeah, when it comes to the fourth generation, I asked my father, Dad, what's your grandfather's name? And then he said, I don't know.
当到第四代的时候，我就问爸说，爸，你上面那代是什么？名字是什么？我爸说，我也不知道。
Yeah, your grandfather. Where is your grandfather?
我说，你的曾祖父是谁呀？
Yeah.With the discovery of my roots, the Lord brought a restoration.
当我们在讨论我们的根源的时候呢，神就带来了一个恢复。
Yeah, about close to 7 years ago, the Lord miraculously led my parents back to my grandfather's hometown in Hainan.
那七年前呢，神就好像很奇妙的带领我的父母，回到海南，就是我的祖父母他们所在的地方。
Yeah. It was a trip full of God's grace, full of God's miracle. I can recount the details here today.
真的那趟的旅程呢，是充满了神的恩典和奇妙的这个神迹的。我在这里呢，没有办法来讲完全所有的细节。
But to my amazement.Was that the lineage of my family was there, but it was hidden from me.
奇妙的就是我的家谱在那里，但是对我当时是被隐藏的。
Yeah, to our whole family, it was hidden from us.
对我们整个家族来说，其实都是当时是隐藏的。
Until we went back and the people in the land brought out the genealogy.
直到我们回到那个当地的这个人呢，把我们的家谱拿出来给我们看。
By God's grace, it was not just four generation, five generation. It was to me, it was down to my generation. It was 48 generation.
48，所以呢，其实不是四代，不仅仅是四代五代，其实从那个最上代到我这一代，其实都有48代了。
Yeah, of a record of where we come from.
是这样的48代的记录，就是我们是从哪里来的。
Yeah, I can't deny Just by record itself, I'm a Chinese, and my grandfather come from Hainan.
所以我没有办法来，就是说我不是了，因为就是看着这样的一个记录，我的就是先祖是从海南来的。Yeah, I'm
born in Malaysia.
我是在马来西亚出生的。And
I spent some time in Singapore.
我也在新加坡待了一些时间。A
lot of time they say, ask me, hey, are you Filipino?
很多时候别人问我，你是不是菲律宾人呢？
Because you have bigger eyes, sharper feature.
所以因为你有大大的眼睛，还有个好像蛮尖锐的样子。
Before that, I used to get defensive.
以前呢，我会觉得好像很冒犯。I
used to think, I'm need, I'm not, I'm Canadian.
我要说，我不是，我是加拿大人。Because
I carry a Canadian passport.
因为我有加拿大的护照。
But coming back to the story, I later discovered
但是回到这故事来，就是我后来发现
that during my grandfather's generation,
在我祖父母的他们那一代,
there was a lot of pain, a lot of division.
有许多的，当时他们经历很多的痛苦，很多的分裂。
They were they left Hainan.
他们就离开了海南, because, 因为那样原因.
Because of the civil division, fighting of own people.
因为就是内战, 他们彼此, 打仗.
And they didn't want to subscribe to the government, and they left.
他们不想当时就是跟这个政府有关，所以他们就离开了。Yeah,
but the discovery of this embracing the identity of Chinese was to me was not a particular government or system.
对我来说，发现我自己的这个身份认定跟这个政府时期是没有什么关系。Yeah,
and you can be like me. I'm a Malaysian Chinese.
就像我就是好像是一个马来西亚的华裔。I'm
born in Malaysia.
在马来西亚出生。Right
here beside me, my son is born in Canada. We keep telling him he's a Canadian Chinese.
就像我儿子现在在我旁边，他是加拿大出生的，我就告诉他他是这个加拿大的华裔。Yeah.
You can be Indonesian or perhaps even mainland Chinese.
你可能是印度尼西亚的，你也可能是就是中国的。But
I feel like with this embracing of my identity was not to shy away what the Lord has called for the Chinese.
所以就是拥抱这个身份，华人身份命定的，就是不会就是为着神这样的一个拣选感觉到羞愧，所以没办法进入的。
Because I believe Chinese is an inheritance God set apart for his son as his inheritance.
因为我相信神，中国就是神他为他的儿子所预备的产业。
Yeah. And dismissing our identity as a Chinese, I feel, is to deny Jesus Christ his right to us as an inheritance God gave.
其实来 就是否认我们在华人的身份，其实就是来 Can you say that again? The last part?
To dismiss our identity of being a Chinese.
就是说
is to deny Jesus his right to his inheritance.
其实就是当时我们不认可我们自己的生命命定的话，其实是否认耶稣他对华人的这样的一个产业。God
loved his son Jesus Christ so much.
神爱耶稣基督，非常的爱他。He
said, I'll give you nations as your inheritance.
他说我要把列国赐你为产业。And
God wants all the nations of the world to be blessed.
神要列国都要被祝福到。
That's the promise he gave to Abraham.
这就是他给亚伯拉罕的应许。
And that's also a promise that God gave his son Jesus Christ.
这也是同样的神给他儿子耶稣基督的应许。
In my generations, as we embrace our Chinese identity,
当我们这一代，当我们来拥抱我们华人的身份的时候，
you know, I was praying that the Lord, this mystery that God gave has the key to unlock nations.
我就是祷告神给的这个奥秘是一个钥匙，能够打开列国。
Yeah.We have testified to it. We have seen it.
我们已经见证，我们已经看到了。
Yeah. And this today, as I was taking a walk, but at the same time, yet I feel quite challenged.
今天我一边走一边想的时候，我觉得是非常有挑战的。
When we talk about the destiny of the nations,
当我们在讲到就是列国的命定的时候
the challenge of sacrifices that we have to make.
就是说这样的一个这个挑战就是我们需要付上我们的这个部分的牺牲。
What kind of challenge, what kind of price do we have to pay?
怎么样的代价我们需要付上呢？
I mean, as I don't know if I was willing to pay the price.
我不知道。
At one side, yeah. At one side, I didn't know if I was willing to pay the price.
一方面，我不知道我是否愿意去付上这样的一个代价。
But the thought that it is no longer just, an individual race to run, but it's actually a family that God is calling, a Chinese family God is calling, that gives me that hope, gives me the strength.
其实神对这个整个华人家庭的这样的一个呼召呢，给我了盼望和给我了这个力量，不再是我一个人要去跑这条路。
And when it comes to embracing the identity of Chinese,
当说到这个。
I want to encourage
当说到要拥抱华人的身份，我想要来鼓励。
Yeah, I want to encourage people who has struggled in this identity.
就是鼓励那些在这个身份上面还有挣扎的人。
It's okay to say, I am a Chinese.
说我是华人是 OK 的。
Because Chinese belongs to the Lord.
因为华人是属于主的。
Yeah. Chinese belongs to the Lord.
华人是属于主的。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
谢谢 Hans 的分享，我感受到他的重量。
I really thank Brother Hans for his sharing. I could truly feel his weight.
我们感受到这是神的心在这个当中释放给我们。
We really feel that God's heart is released in this to all of us.
我们拥抱自己华人的命定，不只是关乎我们个人的生命。
And when we embrace our destiny as Chinese, that relates not only to our individual lives,
更是把耶稣的产业要献给他。
More importantly, we are presenting to our Lord Jesus his due inheritance.
我想我们会有一起回应的时间。
And I think later on, we'll have some time for responses.
那在这个回应之前，我要邀请我们最后一个年轻人的代表，就是 Tini。
But before that, I wanted to invite the last representative of our young people, Ginny.
Tini 很宝贵，她一般都是在幕后。
Tini is such a precious sister. Usually she works behind the scenes.
我们每一次的聚集，她都是幕后的顶梁柱。
Every time we have a gathering, she is kind of the supporting pillar that works behind the scenes.
在我们每一次小聚的时候，每当Tini要分享的时候，我们的耳朵都会竖起来。
Every time we have our small gathering, and when Sister Tinny wants to share, we perk our ears and listen. Because when she shares, we can really hear God's heart in it. So let's sort of turn our time over to Tinny for now.
Thank you, dear Alan. So today is actually quite a significant day for me, and it's such an honor to share it with you all.
今天对我来说是非常重要的日子，也是非常尊荣跟大家来分享。
I was baptized on March 17th.
我是在 3月17号受洗的。
So today is my baptism birthday.
今天呢是我受洗的这个生日。
And I just recalled actually when Christina was talking about realizing her Chinese heritage, it popped into my mind.
是Christina在讲她的华人的这个身份的时候，突然就是我的脑子里就回想起来了。It
was when I was baptized that same year. I was grade six, and my school teacher in Canada. I'm from Canada, Vancouver.
就是我当我这个受洗的时候呢，我那个时候是六年级，我是在加拿大。
I was born in Hong Kong, but immigrated to Canada.
我是在香港出生，然后移民到加拿大的。But
it wasn't until that year when I was baptized, when I was grade six, my teacher decided to spend the entire year studying China.
直到就是我在六年级，我这个受洗的那一年呢，我的老师呢，他就想是那一整年来学中文。
And that was when my proud moment of my Chinese heritage began.
那就是我开始为着我就是华人的这样的一个产业来骄傲的那个时候开始的。We
studied all 5,000 years of history, all the dynasties.
我们学了5000年的这个所有的这个朝代的历史。I
was shocked. I was so proud that the Chinese actually invented things 2,000 years before some of the Europeans started inventing earthquake detectors or plating technologies.
所以对我来说，我真的是很惊讶，就发现说，哦啊，我在2000年前就已经华人就发明了很多东西，是远超过在欧洲他们发明的这个地震仪啊这些东西的。So
since then, I've had a big piece of my heart for this portion of my identity.
所以从那个时候开始，这就从我里面一个很大的一个一部分，就是华人的这个产业。And
another significance today is actually, as we were talking about identity, I happened to just renewed my ID card today.
说到这个身份呢，我今天正好是来换了我的枫叶卡，我的身份卡。It
actually expired a month ago, and I didn't realize.
我其实一个月前来申请的，我就没有意识到。
But today, I actually want to talk about in the context of once we have established a healthy identity, I feel like there's more to more that the Lord wants to do.
我今天就是在一个就是里面就发觉，当我们能够发现我们一个健康的我们对自己的一个身份认知的时候，神会带领我们更多。
So I wanted to paint a little bit of a picture today. This 3 days, we're celebrating the Purim Festival.
那这三天我们在庆祝普尔节。And
as Pastor David described a little bit, this is the festival where the Lord turned defeat into victory.
就是David牧师刚刚前面描述过一点，就是怎么样反败为胜，在这个季节里。And
a picture that I want to paint is actually this. I was just reminded of this yesterday.
我就是昨天想到了，就是有一个图画要跟大家来讲的。
Some of you may have heard some messages about not just transitioning, but a transformation season that we're in right now.
就是很多人听到，就说我们不仅是一个转换的季节，而是一个更新的季节，改变的季节。
And I was just reminded of this yesterday. At the beginning, onset of the pandemic, this was 2020, January 17th. 17 is a very special number to me, too.
那1月17号, 2020的时候,
I will just share some pictures.
我跟你们分享一些照片。
So this is a craft that I made for one of my dear friend, dear sister Jenny Lu.
这是一个手工，我是为着我的好朋友 Jenny Lu 做的。
At that time, I didn't realize the significance of it.
那个时候我其实还没意识到它的重要性。
But at that time, I created this craft because I love how she is always one to see beauty and process and is very intentional about pausing to process.
就是因为我做这个手工呢，就是因为她很欣赏就是整个的制作的这个过程啊，这个等候啊，这些。
But then this analogy kept coming up again and again and again. And it was actually one of the analogy that really connected Christina and I.
那这个呢就是这个这样的一个比喻呢就一直好像进到我的里面就好像让我和 Christina 也是有一个连接。
And it was last summer around July.
就是在去年夏天在七月份的时候。
Our Pastor Caleb Chu, he shared a message at our church, and the title of it was Transformation, Not Transition.
就是在那个时候呢，我们的牧师 Caleb 牧师呢就分享，就说是一个不是不仅仅是一个改变，而且是一个转化。
And transition is your environment changing around you. You're transitioning from one environment to another.
转化呢，就是说你从一个环境到另外一个环境，你就是一个一个转变。
But transformation depends on us changing, not so much the environment around us.
就是说，但是呢，就是这样的一个更新呢，其实是我们改变，而不只是我们的环境可能没有改变。
But when we change, we gain the ability to enter into a new environment.
但是当我们改变的时候，我们就能够进到一个新的环境的里面。
And in Romans 12:2,
在罗马书。
12:2, it says, Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
在罗马书十二章的二节 Let me see. 不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Our transformation comes from renewing of our minds.
那改变是从我们的心意更新开始的。
And a lot of times that's how the Lord speaks to me, is by changing my mindset.
很多时候神给我讲的话就是来更新我的心意。
Based on his truth and his word.
是根据他的真理和他的话语。
So when Pastor Caleb shared this message, the same day that evening, we had another local gathering, and there was another pastor that shared the exact same message without coordinating. And he said COVID is the catalyst for the chrysalis.
就是在那天同样那天晚上呢，有一个牧者就是来讲了同样的一个信息，他就说疫情呢实际上是一个让我们转化的一个引火导火线。
So I put this together just because I'm a very visual person. Hope that it helps you a little bit.
那我就把这个图画给大家看，因为我是非常就是看感官的。
Yes. So in the Bible, that word transformation means metamorphosis.
那在这个圣经的里面呢，我们讲到这个改变呢，就是好像就是从毛毛虫变到这个蝴蝶的这个过程。
You are being transformed from a caterpillar to a chrysalis to a butterfly.
你就是从一个毛毛虫到一个蛹，然后到一个蝴蝶。
So the caterpillar lives on the ground and has a limited territory, but the butterfly is able to fly, and so that they can enter into a new environment.
那个毛毛虫你只能在地上爬，但是你在这个蝴蝶却可以飞在空中，它可以进到一个新的一个环境的里面。
The caterpillar has an earthly perspective, but the butterfly is called to an heavenly perspective.
毛毛虫它只有地上的这个角度，属地的角度，而蝴蝶呢有属天的角度。
And this one is what I want to really touch on. The caterpillar is actually a consumer. It lives to eat.
那就是毛毛虫呢，就好像就是一个消费者，它就是活着就是为了去吃。
But the butterfly are contributors, and they contribute by cross-pollinating.
那这个 蝴蝶呢，它就是给予者，它是贡献出来的，就是当它就是来就是在花粉上面。
Yeah, exchange, like bring pollination to different places.
就是把花粉运到不同的地方。
Yes, and I feel like we've been doing a lot more of that.
我相信我们做了更多。
And in our young people, North American young people meeting, we have representation from IHOP, we have representation from Fremont, we have representation from Austin, we have representation from New York. So I feel like that's an example of cross-pollination that's happening in the church body.
所以我就想到就是其实在我们年轻人北美华人的年轻人聚集的时候我们有从 IHOP 从这个 Fremont 从 Austin 从纽约所有的代表所以就好像我们就把不同就像那个蝴蝶一样的把这个花粉运送到不同的地方
cross-pollinating and connecting
不仅是来运送到不同地方而且我们也是彼此来连接。
And actually one of the highlights, this is a sidetrack, but one of the highlights of my week is I hopped on the Zoom call just to check things out. And I had a spontaneous meeting with the Austin tech team who is preparing 2 days ahead for running the Zoom call tomorrow.
就是我对我来说就是我当时就是上到这个Zoom 的时候就发现了 Austin 的那个他们的技术团队他们在2000前以前就开始来预备所以我就跟他们有机会连接。
It was a very spontaneous connection. There were someone from Taiwan, someone from China.
这是一个非常有机连接，我们有在台湾的，有的中国的。
We were working, but as a result of this working, we were connecting.
我们其实在一起来工作，但是因为这样的工作呢，我们彼此连接了。
And they showed me a map of where they are from in their village and or hometown from China and from Taiwan. It was very precious to me.
他们就给我一个地图让我看到说他们是从哪个村庄啊或者台湾或者中国从哪里过来的这对我来说是非常珍惜的。
And so just to continue with this analogy, the caterpillar, they actually destroy their environment. They pretty much are born and they eat the leaf on which they were born.
那就是这个毛毛虫其实它是来破坏环境的因为它们生长出来它们要活着呢它们就要把那个叶子给吃掉。
But the butterfly is called to have impact beyond its habitat because they have a butterfly effect. By cross-pollinating, they have, their effect is way more beyond their own little territory.
那因为蝴蝶呢，它其实是有更大的一个就是影响力的，因为它有一个蝴蝶效应。它除了这个就是给它是给予，除了它能够居住以外呢，它还有给予的部分。
And why I'm sharing this today is because I've been feeling very it's very sobering that I've found that our generation in the world is actually known as a generation of consumers.
我就是很奇妙的发现，我们这一代呢，其实在这个社会上是说到呢，我们其实是一个消费的这一群。
Because of what the previous generation have worked hard for, everything is made so easy for us.
因为前一代为我们所努力，所以我们对我们这一代来说是非常容易的。
And I've looked up some stats, and it says that it says less than 10% of intergenerational wealth survives the transition into the third generation.
就是他讲到，根据那个数据，好像是少于 3%?
10%。
10%, 少于十百分之十的这个就是财富是我们能够持续下去的。
The first generations are creators and entrepreneurs.
那第一代呢，他们其实是开拓者，他们是开始的。
And the second generation stewards that very well.
那第二代呢，管理得很好。
And we want to recognize the previous generations for setting an example of stewarding our spiritual.Inheritance.
我们就是想来认出我们的上一代，他们真的是很好的一个模范，他们能够很好的来管理这个属灵的产业。
And as a third or fourth generation, we want to reverse the trend. We want to reverse the curse of being just consumers. Even though our parents take pride in providing for us, and they probably really enjoy us benefiting from their labors.
就是作为第三代呢，我们其实像要除掉这样的一个咒诅。虽然我们的上一代可能他们很骄傲，他们也很想让我们来享用他们的这个劳苦的功效。
But we don't want to stop there. We want to continue to be contributors, and we want to continue to connect with the rest of the body so that we can further the kingdom.
所以我们呢不想把祝福只是停在那里，我们真的想来连接到身体，然后把这个祝福能够继续的传承下去。
And recently, my parents are actually entrepreneurs.
那最近呢，因为我的父母呢，他们其实是创业者。
And in this season, that has been tickling in my spirit to maybe take a look at that.
就是在这个季节呢，好像神就是搅动我的灵呢，好像我要看看。
But the Lord brought a new concept to me that I've never realized before.
神给我一个新的概念，是我从来没有意识到的。
So I discovered there's something called an entrepreneur, and there's also something called intrapreneurs.
What's intrapreneurs?
Intrapreneurs are basically entrepreneurs within a company, an organization.
就是神就让我看到，就是一个创业家和一个在企业里面的这个开创者。
So this one has a, so it's intra. Intra means within.
就是在 intra 的意思就是在里面。
That's right. So I just want to quickly go over this. I know I'm running a bit short on time. So entrepreneurs are independent.They operate independently, but intrapreneurs, they remain dependent in their organization.
所以就是对一个创业者来说，他们比较独立的来自己来创这个行作，但是在这个组织里面的这样的一个叫做 intrapreneurs, 他们呢是有一个跟别人连接的。
And in terms of the resources and the capital and risk,Entrepreneurs need to go seek out their own funding. They bear all the risks, but they take all the benefits for themselves.
那作为一个开创者的，他们在这个资源、在钱、在这个危险度上面呢，他们需要他们自己来就是承担这样的一个危险，但是他们也承接所有的这个利益。
But intrapreneurs, they have full access to the organization's resources. They share the risk and the benefit with the whole.Organization.
那作为这个就是在企业里面的这个创业者呢，他们有足够的这个能够完全的进入这个组织的这个资源，能够享用这些资源，但是呢，在这个风险和这个利益上面呢，他也是和大家来分享的。
And I'll just touch quickly on this. The enemies of the entrepreneurs is just the market. They're competing with the market. Whereas entrepreneurs, what stops them the most is the corporate culture.
对这个。创业者来说，对他们让他们没有办法来增进的呢，就是这个整个的这个市场的这个文化。而对于这个在组织里面的这个他们的这个仇敌呢，其实就是一个公司的文化。
But when we grow up under a healthy culture, healthy kingdom culture, that doesn't put a lid on what we can become. This is not an issue.
那如果说我们在一个健康的国度的这样的一个文化的里面呢，其实我们上面是不封顶的。
And I just want to focus on this last part. Entrepreneurs are intuitive and inquisitive.
那我要就是来讲到这一点，就是开创者呢，他们是非常就是直观的、主动的。
And but I thought what I thought was so interesting is entrepreneurs are restorative.
那但是对他们对另外一方面，就是在组织里面的那个开拓者呢，他们是比较恢复的复还的。
Yeah, so they actually counter the stagnation, and they focus on transformation through the renewal of basic ideas on which the organization was built.
所以他们就是说就是专注在那些在已经基础的这个组织基础的他们有已经有的这些更新的这些的意见上面来建造。
Yeah. So I just want to bring that all back. So in our generation, a lot of young people wants to go out and start something new.
那在我们这个时代，就很多人要出去，好像要做一些新事。
In the generations past, they've had to do that because they've never have been provided the resource and the environment and the safe place to create to innovate.
那对前一个时代来说，因为他没有这样的一个资源，没有这样的一个就是机会让他们能够来做。
But I'm recognizing that when it comes to us, we have such a rich spiritual wealth in inheritance that's built for us. We have operate in family principles that's working, that's thriving, that is meant to bring abundance.
那对于我们这一代来说，我们有非常的这个丰富的这样的一个健康的这样的一个家庭的一个文化，以至于我们可以更多的来发望。
So there's no need for us to go out and start something on our own. We have the honor and privilege to be able to build within this family and build with the family.
所以我们没有必要就是好像出去重新自己开始，实际上我们有这样的一个优越感，就是我们可以在家里面已经有的地方来一起的来建造，和家庭一起来成长。
And just one last thing, they're also proactive. They're determined to follow promising opportunities or promises, knowing who they are rather than responding to what the competition or the enemy is doing.
所以他们知道他们是所事，他们不需要就是好像来回应那些的竞争啊，那些仇敌所做的。
And so coming back to the analogy of the metamorphosis.
所以我们再回到这个就是我们那个从毛毛虫到蝴蝶的转化。
I feel like maybe just this season, many of us feel like we are in the chrysalis.
我们觉得可能我们是在一个这样的一个季节，觉得我们在那个就是那个虫的这个茧里面。
Where it's dark, you feel like you're bounded.
你感觉你是好像被捆绑的，是黑的。
At first you feel soft, you're tender, but then the shell actually hardens.
一开始是软的，但是后来这个壳就越来越硬。
Everything, structure, system, everything is breaking down and fusing together.
所有的事情好像这个结构啊，这些系统啊，都好像就是好像能就是把你放在一起了。
And where your identity is, everything about your who you think you are as a caterpillar, as a consumer, is breaking down, is no longer.
所以所有的你的琐事好像都就崩溃了。
But what's interesting is what remains inside the chrysalis is it goes down to what's called an imaginal cells.
那其实在这个壳里，这个茧里面呢，就到一个地步，就是好像你是在想象你是什么。
And I just want to finish with this. So imaginal cells, it's basically contains the core DNA of what is needed to become everything that's needed to become a butterfly.
所以这样的一个就是这个空间的里面呢，其实有着一个就是让你要成为这个蝴蝶的这样的一个应许。
If you're in a season where you feel like your identity is being shaken, if you're in a season where you feel like it's been dark, you've been bounded, remember to hold on to your DNA and those seeds of promises.
当你感觉在你在一个季节的里面，你觉得是黑暗的，是被捆绑的，是觉得你的身份认知不清楚的时候，你要就是要抓住你的这个身份认知。
And for us, we know that as Chinese, we have an end time destiny.
对于华人，我们知道我们有末世的这个呼召。
So I'll just read this last part, which I thought was really cool. This is a scientific description, but it speaks to me a lot.
就是最后一节，我觉得对我来说了很多的话，那是一个科学的一句话。
So it says, at first, these imaginal cells, the seeds of future potential, which contain the blueprint of the flying creature, it operates independently as single organism, single cell organisms.
就是一开始的时候，这些就是细胞，就是好像这个有着一个将来的这个种子的一个可能性的，它会。有一个就是蓝图，就是将来要这个可以飞的这样的一个创造物的一个蓝图。那它是一个就是独立的，在这个运作，好像是一个单独的一个个体。
I'll skip a little bit, but it it's threatening, it's uncomfortable.
是好像是不舒服的。
But if they persist and they multiply and they connect with each other,
但是当他们来坚持，当他们来倍增，而且跟彼此来连接的时候。
Imagine the imaginal cells of IHOP. Imagine the imaginal cells of Watchmen. Imagine the imaginal cells of Fremont, Forerunners, and the Austin team. All of these other ministries that's all connecting together. When we choose to gather together like we are doing today.
就是当我们就是选择我们要在一起，就像今天一样的时候，那无论是从 IHOP, 从Austin, 从这个不同的地方，我们就是决定在连在一起的时候。
And we begin resonating with each other's hearts.
那我们的心就在彼此回响。
There is a tipping point that's going to happen.
那就是有一个转换的这个这个点就会发生。
And we'll begin not acting as discrete individual cells.
那我们就不会就是在成为一个单独的好像独立的个体来运作。
But we'll be a multi-cell organism. We'll be each a contributing part of a greater body.
所以我们就会好像成为一个多细胞的，就是我们每一个都会对整个身体会有一个供应。
And a new butterfly or a new ecclesia is born.
所以一个新的蝴蝶或者说新的天国议会就出现了。
And that's pretty much the end of my slides, but I want to say that it's very sobering to me. The greatest wealth transfer is taking place within the next 5 to 10 years, whether in the natural or supernatural.
所以不管是在天然还是在超自然的里面，我相信在过以后的5到10年里面，有一个很大的财富的转换会出现。
We want to be the generation that reverses the curse.
我们想要成为一个世代是来转化这个咒诅的。
We want to partner with the previous generation to continue to steward our spiritual inheritance.
我们想跟我们上一代一起继续的来管理属神的产业。
And we don't want to stop there. We want to further. We want to continue to create. We all continue to bring on the new together.
我们不想停在这里，我们想要一起的来更多的来持续的来做。
Because there must be a reason why we've been so blessed with such great spiritual wealth.
我们一定有是一个原因，为什么会这样的被这样的一个财富来祝福。
We are blessed so that we can continue to be a blessing.
我们是被祝福的，所以让我们能够持续的成为祝福。
Sorry, I've gone a little bit over time, but that pretty much summarized what's been on my heart.
对不起，我好像时间稍微超出一点，但这就是我心里面想要跟大家表达的。
谢谢 Tini 的分享。
We thank Sister Tini for her sharing.
我心里也是跟她一样很激动。
My heart is very excited, just like hers.
我们中国人说富不过三代。
We Chinese have the saying that the wealth cannot pass down more than 3 generations.
但是我相信在神的家里面，我们要来彻底颠覆这句话。
But I believe that as part of God's family, we will overturn this saying.
我们作为下一代，我们就是要来承接，就像刚刚听你讲的，我们是来承接，我们是来对齐，来回应。
As that next generation, as Tini shared, our role is to receive and our role is to respond.
这个产业也并不是一个秘密，也并不是很难找到的。
And that spiritual inheritance is not something that's, you know, hard to find. It's not something that's hidden in secret.
我们一直以来的心，我们的祷告就是让我们这些小小的细胞都可以连接在一起。
Our hearts and our prayers have always been that these tiny cells, which is us, can be connected together.
所以就在这个时候，我们想要发出一个邀请，特别是在北美的年轻的一代年轻人当中。
And so at this time, we issue this invitation, especially to the young people among the North American generation.
我们这小小的一群呢，每两个礼拜会有一次的线上的聚集。
This group of us, the young people, have a meeting every other week.
我们就是聚集在一起来，来到主的面前，来敬拜神，来寻求他的面。
And we gather in order to seek God's face and to worship Him.
我们来彼此分享心，一起来承接上一代给我们留下来丰富的产业。
And we share our hearts with each other, and we jointly receive the spiritual inheritance passed down from our earlier generation.
我把这页放在这里，大家可以拍照。这是我们下一次聚集的时间。
And I'm putting up this page here. You can take a photo of this page. This is the information for our next gathering.
就是西岸的时间，每周一的晚上六点，就是下一次是3月28号。
The next gathering will be March 28th at 6 p.m. Pacific time.
我们很渴望这个家中有更多年轻的世代可以聚集在一起。
We truly hope that this home or this gathering could include more young people from the next generation.
我们的心非常的满意，我们很多的话想说，但是我最后要把时间再一次交还给妈妈 Joylene。
Our hearts are very filled, and there are a lot of more things we want to say, but at this time, we turn the time back over to Mama Joylene.
Wow, 实在为着我们当中的年轻人感恩。
I really thank the Lord for the young people among us.
我看到我们当中的爸爸妈妈们都跃跃欲试，很多的想开始有一些的回应。
And I see that a lot of papas and mamas among us are very excited as well and have things that they want to say in response.
我想先请这个宝生爸哈，因为时间的缘故呢，他待会儿有聚会哈，然后今天我们的时间也是差不多当他结束以后，我们可能还有明天的聚会，所以我们待会儿会分享一下关于明天的聚会。先把宝生爸。
And we'll turn the time over now to Pastor Andrew Ho to allow him to share in response. And after that, we'll have some announcements about our gatherings over the next few days.
宝胜爸呢是也是我们当中的非常宝贵的爸爸。
Papa Andrew, again, is a precious father, a spiritual father among us.
他对我说，神把他的性命留下来，就是为了下一代。
He has once said that God has kept his life around in order to serve the next generation.
所以我相信他听了这海外的年轻人的这些分享，他心中忍不住要释放他的声音。好，有请吧。
So we give our time over to Papa Andrew for him to share.
我很激动。
I'm very excited.
很激动，听到我们的下一代有这样的看见，而且对于自己身份的开始的那种执着，我非常的感动。
I'm very excited and very touched to see that our next generation has such a great insight and is willing to hold on to their identity with such persistence.
很有盼望。
And that is that brings about great hope.
那我也深深的相信，我也在这里宣告，我们一定可以反败为胜。
And I deeply believe, and I so declare here that indeed we can turn defeat into victory.
因为时间的关系呢。
Because our time is rather limited.
我很想抓住以西帖的一句话。
I just wanted to take hold of one particular statement from Esther.
他说我若死就死吧。
At one point, Esther says, if I die, then I die.
其实他拥有王后的位分，他已经是非常安逸，非常之受宠。
But if you think about Esther, at that point, she was already the queen, and she was, highly regarded by the king, and in many senses, she was very safe.
什么原因她愿意舍去这个这么宝贵、这么专用的位分，却去向王来提告呢？
And so what motivates her to, plead with the king to put down or to let go of her honor and her position as the queen to supplicate before the king?
是什么动力让她愿意付出这样的代价呢?
In other words, what motivation did she have to be willing to pay such a price?
他极大的可能会杀头的。 如果他暴露到他犹太人的身份。
Indeed, there was a very high possibility that Esther could have lost her life had she exposed the fact that she was of a Jewish or Israelite background.
但是他说我若死就死吧。
And yet she was willing to say, if I die, I die.
他站在一个关键的时刻。
She was standing on this critical moment.
莫迪改就跟他说岂不知你得了王后的位分不是为了现今的机会吗?
And so Mordecai has said to her, do you not know that it is for this moment, it is for such a time as this that you've received your position as the queen?
当我看到以西帖让我想起但以理。
And so when I read through Esther, when I see the character of Esther, that also reminds me of Daniel.
但以理他拒绝被加勒底的文化所同化。
Daniel refused to synchronize himself into the Chaldean culture of the time.
尼布加尼撒王想用加利加勒底的文化，当时最荣耀、最高等的一个文化来同化它。
And King Nebuchadnezzar, or King of the Chaldeans, had at the time, was king of the most advanced and highly established culture of the time, wanted to kind of rule over Daniel.
就好像现在我把你送进去哈佛、耶鲁大学。
It's kind of like in the same sense that if I wanted to send you to University of Harvard or Yale, it's the best education in the world around.
你将会吃王的、穿王的，你拥有非常高等的、高人一等的位分。
And so your position will be highly elevated, and your provisions, your food, your clothing will have all come from the king. But Daniel rejected that identity. Because Daniel realized and knew deeply in his heart that he had an unshakable identity. And as such, he opened his windows three times a day. And facing Jerusalem, he worshipped.
他说他不以王的善玷污他自己。
And he said he was unwilling to use, to allow the king's food, to tarnish himself.
他要持守他的身份，甚至，他去解梦以后，他不向那个金像跪拜的时候，有可能他会失去他的生命，但是他持守了。
He held on to his true identity, and indeed, even after he interpreted a dream for the king, he refused to bow down to the golden statue, and for that, he might have lost his life. Nevertheless, he held on to his identity. And the same was true for his three friends.
他三个朋友说，我们的神一定会救我。
His three friends said, our God will surely save us.
但我不会向你的偶像跪拜。
And even if he does not, we will not bow down to your idol.
我们即便如此，我们的神一定会救我。既或不然，我也不叩头。
In other words, even if we are now captured and in this tough situation, we will not bow down to you, and our God will surely save us. And even if He does not, we will not bow down to your idols.
好像他们都在宣告死就死吧。
And so their proclamation and or they have declared and they have cried out, "If we die, we die."
我不会叩头。
I am not going to bow down.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，特别是我们年轻一代。
So dear brothers and sisters, and especially the younger generation.
我刚才听到一个很难过的声音。
Just now, I heard a very harsh sound.
就是我以我是华人为耻。
A very heartbreaking thing that we've heard is that I was ashamed that I was Chinese.
因为我承认我是华人，这个身份带给我很多羞耻，被拒绝，被排挤。
And I admit that sometimes the identity of being Chinese has brought me shame and brought me discrimination.
所以我会想尽一切办法，不要让人知道我是华人的身份。我去跟那些被专用的人，或者是白人，或者是怎么样因为我要身份的认同，我不要被排挤。
And sometimes because I want to avoid that discrimination and have confirmation and have affirmation. So instead of, identifying myself with the Chinese, I identify myself instead with, people groups may be more honored and privileged, perhaps, you know, the white people, other groups.
其实我们华人跟犹太人都很类似。整个犹太人在过去，在整个欧洲都被丑化，我们华人到现在也是被丑化。
And so, in this sense, Chinese people and Jewish people are very similar because over the past many centuries, Jews in Europe have always been caricaturized, and in the same way, so have the Chinese.
我还记得在回家的一个聚会。
I recall on one particular homecoming gathering.
我们有一群从印尼来的家人。
We had a group of family members from Indonesia.
他来到回家的聚会，他们是很高兴的，很兴奋的。
And they were very excited and happy to be able to come to a homecoming gathering.
因为他们都是拥有华人血统的印尼。
Because by blood, they are, ethnically Chinese, but they are Indonesians.
但是因为呢，我们中国大陆来的家人呢，他们太可恶了，他们宁愿中午的饭都不吃，就排队等第二场，能够首先进入大的会场，因为我们
Because on that particular occasion, the conference was kind of overbooked and there were a lot of attendees. So a lot of Chinese family members from mainland China, because they thirsted, they really wanted to get into the sanctuary. So instead of eating lunch, they just stayed in line and waited to go in.
So when this group,印尼的家人吃完饭回来的时候，他进不了 the main stadium.
And so when
主会场。
And so when this a group of Indonesian family members after returning from lunch, they were unable to go into the main stadium, the main gathering area.
所以他们就表现很大的情绪。
And they got a little bit, quite a bit emotional, and they kind of expressed their displeasure.
当时我要去处理这个事情。
And at the time, I, wanted to handle this matter.
他们就向我分享为什么他情绪这么激动。
And so these Indonesians, they shared with me why they got, very disturbed emotionally.
总是你们知不知道，当我们知道有华人回家的聚会，我们的心中是多么的兴奋。
And they said, do you know how excited we were in our hearts when we heard that there was going to be a homecoming gathering for the Chinese people?
我因为我们在印尼，我们 因为避免要被排华，我们逼着要改了我们的名字成为印尼的名字，我们的肤色要晒黑，我们反正我们用一切的方法不要让他们觉得我们是华人，要觉得我们是印尼人，因为我不想被排挤。
Because there in Indonesia, we wanted to avoid the discrimination that Indonesians showed against the Chinese. So we took on Indonesian names. We intentionally tanned our skins darker so that we could blend in and avoid people finding out that we are actually Chinese there in Indonesia.
但是我们里面很清楚知道我们是留着华人的血统。
But within ourselves, we know very clearly that we have Chinese blood in us.
终于我们看到有一个全体华人的回家的聚会，我们是多么的兴奋，但是今天我们却被这个家庭拒于门外。
And so now finally we see this homecoming gathering of the global Chinese family, and our hearts were so excited, but then now we are, you know,outside the door. We are left out the main gathering. We are left outside the door.
他们一面讲一面哭。
And so they were saying this to me and they were crying.
我就感觉到身为海外的华人的那种心中的那种纠结那种痛苦。
And so as they were saying this, I really felt...you know, the frustration and the pain that overseas Chinese oftentimes feel.
我们是留着华人的血统，我们在外地已经受尽歧视了，今天回家，华人回家了，你们打开门了，又再把我们关在门外，不行，你们一定要让我们进去。
And so their feeling was that, you know, even though we have Chinese blood flowing through us and we suffered all this discrimination in these other places, now today we are finally coming home and yet you block us out. No, we have to go in.
我要回家。
I want to go home.
我要承认我们华人的身份。
I want to identify with my Chinese heritage.
我们要与华人的命定 绑在一起。
I want to tie, you know, bind myself to the global, to the Chinese destiny.
我相信这个是很多海外的华人在过去我们的上一代现在年轻的一代的一种醒觉。
I believe this is the realization that our earlier generation and our younger generation of overseas Chinese have now finally come to, have finally now been awakened to.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
But then, dear brothers and sisters,
以西帖但以理, 因为他知道自己的身份, 他要守住这个身份, 甚至他面对生与死的时候,他坚持自己的身份，然后要完成他自己身份应该完成的任务。
We see that Esther and Daniel, they realize their identity, and even when faced with a possible life and death situation, they wanted to hold on to their true identity, precisely because they know they had a mission to accomplish based on that identity.
这个世界跟世界的王想要夺走我们的身份。
And this world and the king of this world wants to take away our identity.
这个世界与世界的王想用这个世界观普世的价值来同化我们。
And this world and the king of this world wants to use this worldly value system to contaminate us.
使我们忘记了我们真正的身份与命定是要来转化这个世界的。
And he wants us to forget our true identity and true destiny, which is that we ought to be transforming this world.
年轻人，你要好像以西帖一样，但以理一样，拒绝被同化，却认定你是属天的，你不是属地的。你来到这个世界，要转化这个世界，却不是被这个世界所同化。
And so I call on to the young people to realize that you are the Daniels and that you are the Esthers. You have to realize your true identity. You are not here in the world to be homogenized by this world or its king, but rather you are here to transform this world.
撒旦来要偷窃、杀害、毁坏， 但是主来要赎回你真正的身份， 带你进入你真正的命定。
Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but the Lord Jesus came to redeem your true life, your true identity, and to bring you back into your true destiny.
他要赎回你的生命, 而且要赐给你一个更丰盛的生命。
He has redeemed your life, and he wants to give you an even more abundant life.
如果你认定你是美国人, 那你一定是以美国为优先。
If you identify yourself as an American, well, then you prioritize America.
如果你认定自己是加拿大人, 你就以加拿大为优先。
If you identify yourself as Canadian, well, then, of course, you prioritize Canada.
我记得我去到新加坡的时候, 新加坡很大的比例是华人, 但是他说我们不是华人, 我们是新加坡人。
Of course, I went to Singapore, and I know that a significant portion of Singaporeans are ethnically Chinese, but they say, we are not Chinese, we are Singaporean.
但是当我去了马来西亚的时候，因为马来西亚的华人一直被放在次等的位置上面，所以他们就说我是华人。
In contrast, when I go to Malaysia, Malaysian Chinese tend to be discriminated against as second-rate citizens. So those Chinese, the Malaysian, they say we are Chinese.
但是我们今天要解决一个更根源的问题。
But today we are looking at and looking to solve a deeper-rooted problem.
圣经说我一本生出了万族。
The Bible says, from one I have created all nations and all races.
住在地上。
To live here on earth,
并预先定准他们的年限和住的疆界,
and I have set the years of their lives and the boundaries of their nations,
要叫他们寻求神,
so that they will seek after the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 我们是预先被定下来, 有一个华人的血统。
And so, dear brothers and sisters, God has pre-made you, pre-selected you in his sovereignty for you to be a Chinese. And that is not, you know, by your choice, but rather it's by God's choice.
好像犹太人一样,
just like the Jews.
他是被拣选的,
they were the selected ones.
我们是被拣选,
we were selected,
成为天父的儿女,
we were chosen to become God's sons and daughters,
天上的国民,
to become the divine heavenly citizens.
我们是被拣选, 是属天的, 不是属地的,
we are the elect which belongs to heaven, we do not belong to earth.
我们被拣选属于另外一个国度, 是属天的国度, 不是属世的国度。
We have been chosen to belong to another country, a heavenly country, and not the earthly country.
今天我想在这里宣告, 我们不要再做毛毛虫, 也不要在这些捆绑里面, 活在那个, 你们是不是叫茧啊?
And so today, I proclaim that we are no longer living in bondage. We are not the caterpillars, and we are not the ones living in that shell.
因为我们的命定是要成为蝴蝶。
Because our destiny is to become the butterfly.
今天我们要破茧而出, 反败为胜。
And so today, we break open the chrysalis, and we turn defeat into victory.
因为你赎回你的身份，你才能进入你的命定。
Because when you redeem your identity, only then can you enter into your destiny.
这个世界是空虚混沌的，但是神是各从其类，恢复秩序的。
This world is empty and chaotic, but yet God is the one who makes everything in accordance to its kind, and he restores order.
所以今天我要宣告，我们不再活在这种纠结跟混乱里面。
So today I declare we are no longer living in such frustration or chaos.
我要在这里宣告，在这里向我下一代宣告。
I proclaim here, and I proclaim especially to the next generation.
你的真正的身份的秩序是这样子。
Your true identity is ordered as such.
你们是至高神的儿女。
Firstly, you are the sons and daughters of the Most High God.
你们是天上的国民。
You are the divine citizens of the heavenly country.
你们不属于这个世界，你们乃是属于天国的。
You belong not to this world, but rather to the heavenly country.
你们不是属地的，你们是属天的。
You do not belong to here on earth, but rather you belong to the kingdom of heaven.
今天你已经被天国的君王拣选了，成为他的子民，成为他的儿女。
Today you have been selected and chosen by the divine king to become his sons and daughters and to become his citizens.
然后差派到这个世界，成为一个华人。
And then you have been sent into this world to become a Chinese.
这个华人的血统是神赐给你的。
And this Chinese bloodline is something that the Lord has given you.
然后不管你是生在香港，你是生在中国，你是生在海外任何地方。
And whether you were born in Hong Kong or mainland China or overseas, anywhere.
你第一优先的身份是你是天父的儿女，天国的子民。
Your first identity, your highest priority is that you are a son or daughter of God. You are a divine citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
你要完成是你天父三个没有完成的梦想。
You are here to accomplish the three dreams that your heavenly father has yet to accomplish.
他的名不再被人嘲笑。
Firstly, that his name is no longer the laughingstock of the world.
第二，世上的国要成为我主跟主基督的国。
And secondly, the nations of the earth will become the nations of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的旨意要行在地上，如同行在天上。
And his will shall be accomplished here on earth as it is in heaven.
不管你是华人，生在哪一个地区。
And if you are Chinese, whichever area you were born in,
你都要完成天上的爸爸没有完成的、没有被满足的这个心愿。
You are here to accomplish the three dreams that have yet been fulfilled of our Heavenly Father.
当然我生在香港。
And I was born in Hong Kong.
我也是流着华人血统的。
And of course, I have Chinese blood within myself. I am Chinese.
所以我虽然也是我是天父的儿女，我儿子，我是天上的国民，但是我也要知道神对华人的命定。
And of course, I am a son of God, and I am a divine citizen of the kingdom of heaven. But of course, I also want to know God's destiny for the Chinese.
神对整个华人的命定，香港有他的一份，在美国有他的一份。在加拿大有他的一份。
And the global Chinese receiving God's destiny for the whole Chinese people. Well, there's a portion that goes out to Hong Kong. There's a portion that goes out to China and Canada. And there's, of course, a portion that goes out to the U.S.
所以我们每一个在我们所在之地都要配合神在当地的计划，但是最终我们要完成神给我们华人的命定跟托付。
And so wherever we are located in, we are there to cooperate with and to accomplish God's plan in that portion. But ultimately, we are here to accomplish God's dream, our Heavenly Father's dream.
最后我要在这里鼓励大家。
And so finally, I want to encourage everyone here.
在幕后的幕后，当你宣告你是基督徒的时候， 可能你会面对很大的逼迫、羞耻、排斥。
And the end times of the end times, when you declare yourself to be a Christian, oftentimes you will face persecution and discrimination.
如果你今天不解决你这个身份，你过不了这个末世所有的灾难、逼迫、患难。
If you don't solve your issue of identity or your identity crisis, well, then you won't be able to pass, you won't be able to survive all the tribulations and disasters of the end times.
因为你不拥有这个身份，你就没有那种能耐去忍耐，去 overcome, 去胜过末世种种种种的灾难。
Because if you don't take ownership of thy identity, then you won't have the perseverance to be victorious and to overcome all the tribulations and persecution of the end times.
因为我们真正就是那一群人忍受那个生产之苦，世界的结束就是神国的开始。
Because we truly are that group of people who are suffering through the laboring pains towards the end of the world.
最后我要在这里说一个很关键神给我的启示。
And I wanted to share also a very key revelation that God had given to me.
七年前神就告诉我在耶稣回来之前。
About 7 years ago, God had revealed to me that before Christ returns again,
撒旦会疯了一样杀了整代的年轻人。
Satan will go crazy and try to murder an entire generation of young people.
当摩西来宣告，容我的百姓去，容我的儿子去，法老王杀了整代的孩子。
When Moses had asked the Pharaoh to let the Israelites go, to let my people go, Pharaoh went crazy and killed a whole generation of Israelites.
对不起，我讲的不清楚。当神差派摩西来，但是法老王就有这个恐惧，他要在摩西来之前要杀掉整代的孩子。
Or rather, let me clarify. God had allowed Moses to be born, but before Moses had even grown up and came before Pharaoh, Pharaoh had this fear within him, and therefore he killed off an entire generation of Jewish boys.
当希律王知道那个犹太人的王要来的时候，他杀了整代的。
And in the same way, when Herod heard that the king of the Jews, which is Jesus, is about to come, he again murdered or killed off an entire generation of Jewish boys.
所以天父就跟我说，当耶稣再来之前，撒旦绝对不会袖手旁观。
And so God told me that before the returning of Christ, Satan is not going to just stand by and watch.
他会想吞吃这一代。
He will attempt to swallow this generation whole.
所以今天是我们认定我们的身份，我们要先建家，后建国，我们要多代的一起掩护、保护、同行，我们才能打赢在这个末后这一场征战。
And so today is a key moment in which firstly we identify with and take hold of our identity, and then multiple generations walking together, we can cover each other in order to be able to win this warfare in the end times.
西域那些受伤婆保护了摩西。
And so in the Egyptian times, the Hebrew midwives had protected Moses' life and allowed him to be born.
Maria 保护了耶稣。
And in the same way, Mary had protected Jesus' life and allowed him to be born.
莫迪改保护了以西帖。
And in the same way, Mordecai took Esther under his wings and allowed her to grow up.
今天让我们这些上一代也同样的保护着我们的下一代，所以我们需要 多代的同心。
And that is why we need multiple generations walking together now, because we as the older generation in the same way want to protect our younger generation.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.
谢谢宝生爸。
Thank you, Papa Andrew.
我们能感觉一个爸爸的心真的想把他所有的都倾倒给我们。
We feel the father's heart that he wants to pour out everything to us.
讲到破茧而出。
We talk about breaking from the cocoon and break out.
其中这个茧最重要就是身份的混乱这个茧要被释放出来。
This cocoon of the identity crisis, we need to have breakthrough.
我们今天想让我们的 Christina 曾经释放了这样的一个好像不知道自己是谁的这样的一个混乱的声音，但是他现在重新要释放一个对的声音，就是我是中国人。
Today we want to invite Christina, who had this struggle before the identity crisis of not knowing who she is, and now release a new sound.
我希望我们在座的所有的在海外的孩子们都能够跟他一起。来从你的心的深处来同意他的祷告。
So I want to invite all our overseas young people to join her voice and release her heart.
如果你在身份上面还在挣扎，还不知道自己是谁，今天就是这个时刻，在普尔节要释放你的身份，再一次的重要的时刻。
If you also have this identity crisis, today is the day at a season of Purim. Let's have the voice to declare our renewal, our identity.
以斯帖他如果不知道自己是谁，他是没有办法走进他的命定，来释放整个的犹太民族进到一个全然的新的季节。
If Queen Esther doesn't know who she is, she couldn't be the vessel to bring the whole Jewish people into a new season.
所以好不好我们当中的爸爸妈妈们我们也一起来就像刚刚的宝生爸说的来保护这个祷告来保护这群的孩子们让他在家中来找到他们的身份。
So let's also have our papas and mamas that surround our young people to help them to release their voice and to find their identity.
Christina, 因为你已经有了这样一个突破，相信你的祷告也带着这个翻转的突破在我们的当中。
Christina, we believe just like you have the victory, your voice carries the anointing and the authority.
Yes, go ahead, Christina.
Thank you. Yes, Lord, we thank you that you care so much about us knowing our identity.
主啊，谢谢你，因为你是这样的关顾我们，能够知道我们自己的身份认知。
And I pray for every heart right now who is struggling with knowing who they are.
我现在就是为每一个心，他在挣扎他是谁来祷告。
I just pray that you would silence every voice that is not yours, every lie, every accusation.
主啊，我就是祷告你能够平息所有的那些谎言，主啊，所有的这些控告，所有的这些不来自于你。
We just speak peace to the confusion and the whirlwind of uncertainty, and yeah, just that whirlwind of confusion.
主要就是说平安在这样的一个好像旋风的那个里面的这样的一个混乱。
And Lord, I just pray that just as you did with me, that you'd begin to draw out a desire.
主要就像你放在我身上的，你也开始把这样的一个期待给带出来。
And that you would stir up passion.
主要你会调动里面的那个激情。
To embrace what we already see in front of us.
来拥抱我们已经看见的在我们面前的。
God, I ask that you give us eyes to see the beauty that you have placed within us.
主啊，你给我们眼睛能够看见你放在我们里面的美丽。
The purpose, the destiny.
我们的受造的目的，我们的命定。
And I pray, Lord God, that you would restore everything that the enemy has stolen.
主，我祷告就是你要恢复所有一切仇敌所偷取的。
I just pray that an entire generation would walk into their fullness and their identity.
Lord, we thank you that you're patient, you're not in a rush.
主啊,你是有蛮有这个忍耐的,你不是在一个急促的里面。
And it's by your spirit and not by your own doing.
主啊,因为是依靠你的灵,不是靠着我们的自己所做的。
So we thank you in advance for the many hearts who are going to live in freedom because of the restoring of their identity.
主啊,我们就提前的来感谢你,为着每一个能够在自由中活的心里,因为主你能够来恢复他们的心里。
And I just thank you for these wonderful fathers and mothers who have their arms wide open and have embraced humility to reach out to us.
主要我就是为着为父为母的,他们能够敞开他们的胸怀,这样谦卑的来拥抱我们,向你身上感恩。
And I just thank you that you are truly turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers.
主谢谢你,真的是让为父的心转向儿女,儿女的心转向为父的。
We give you all the glory in Jesus' name.
我们给你一切的荣耀,奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Christina, thank you so much.
谢谢 Christina.
Wow, 今天是非常的丰富,也非常的深入。
It's so rich and deep today.
我想我们可能要有机会去有些的回看。 很多的nuggets 在里面。
We really hope that we get to review the sessions and watch a recording. There's so many golden nuggets in it.
虽然时间稍微长了一点,但是我们还是想让大家看一下,刚刚Christina说,我们有这么多的爸爸妈妈,我们可不可以请技术团队把我们整个的查验团队和大家来一起见面。
Although we went over time, but we want to also see the beautiful faces of our fathers and mothers. Please, maybe you can spotlight our older generation of precious papas and mamas.
我们请大家都打开你的视频，让家人们都看见我们。Wow.
Please turn on your cameras and so that the family could see you guys.
我们特别的以下一代。 真的为你们为荣。So
proud of our next generation.
我们回应的祷告,我想我就请 Papa Ray 来唱他刚刚放在我们当中,他心中的那首歌。As
response to you, maybe let's invite Papa Ray to sing the song that he just shared with us on the chat board.
我想说我们也跟下一代来学习他们所释放的语言。 有的时候是一个一首歌，也许是一个刚刚像这个我们的这个Tini给我们的是一个slides，是很多的技术，很多的特别的地方，这是他们的语言，媒体创意就是他们的语言。We
want to learn from our next generations, just like what Tini has shared. The expression can be different. It could be some terms presentation. The beautiful slides. We want to learn from you guys too.
另外呢,我看到我们在参议会的时候,小红姐就说到一个很特别的,她说我们要看到下一代要带下那个宗教的突破。During
our discerning time, Mama Ruth also shared about the anointing that the next generation carries to break through from the religious spirit.
真的,我们看到Christina去看一个韩剧,我们可能会觉得韩剧那可能不太属灵啊。 怎么会韩剧会释放他的 identity?
We see how the Korean dramas even brings this breakthrough for Christina. We will think, it's not spiritual for us to watch Korean dramas.
所以我们不仅要下一代要破茧而出，我求我们的神，求我们的圣灵帮助我们，上一代我们也要破茧而出。
So not only the younger generation, I pray that our older generation can also break through from the cocoon and be free.
我们的里面不再有宗教的捆绑，我们就是用全新的、无条件的来爱我们这样可爱的下一代。
Free from the religious bondage so that we can love with our heart, love our next generation.
好不好,请我们的Papa Ray,他也是在Austin,他不仅做教授,他也是做老师,好,他还要做牧师。 所以我觉得他的身份来释放他的为父的 祝福唱出来的祝福是很合适的。
I want to invite Papa Ray. He is a pastor, he is a teacher, he is also a professor. We want to invite Papa Ray to release his voice in this song.
在线上的家人们, 如果你旁边你的孩子在, 好不好, 你就搂着他, 抱着他, 按手在他的身上, 我们就, 用这首歌, 来祝福我们的下一代。
Our family online, we want to invite you to put your arm around your children if they are near you. Just bless your children with this song.
谢谢, Papa Ray.
Thank you, Papa Ray.
Sorry. 我们都是没有准备哈，所以我们就是欣赏起泡泡，谢谢你能够。There's no rehearsal.
当我听到这三位年轻人的分享的时候呢，特别这首诗歌，在我灵里面啊，有一首很重要的话就是 My will be lost in Jesus.
When I hear these three young people share, one very important word from the song that I'm reminded of is that my will be lost in thine, Jesus, in Jesus' will.
我想这是讲到我们从一个毛毛虫变成蝴蝶非常重要的一个过程。
And I think this is a very important process through which we transform from a caterpillar into a butterfly.
所以我愿意今天跟最后呢，这首歌有四节，我就唱这一节，因为时间的缘故啊。
This whole hymn has four verses, and because time is limited, we'll just sing this one verse, and may this become all of our prayers.
靠着你恩典，求你分别我，从此转意是否你，让我灵望你，又坚定把握。 我只想是你之力，吸引我紧跟进亲爱主，直至你流血身边，吸引我紧跟进，跟进亲爱主，直至你同在中间。我最后做很简短的祷告，好吧？
Let me pray a brief prayer.
亲爱的主，我们今天一同来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your presence today together.
我们三个在地上生活的 generation 一同来到你的面前。
As three generations living here on earth, we come together before your presence.
叫我们今天在你大能的同在当中，一同消失在你的里面。
In your great power, Lord, today we melt ourselves and disappear ourselves into you.
叫我们属地的 ambitious 成为一个 divine ambition.
So that our earthly ambitions can transform into a heavenly divine ambition.
叫你能够在这个家中，不但看到合一，你也能够在我们当中有充分的彰显。
So that in this family, in this household, not only do you see oneness, but you also see yourself revealed and glorified.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
祝福我们年轻的一代。
Bless our younger generation.
祝福我们在线上世界各地的每一位弟兄姐妹家人们。
Bless every sister, every brother, and every family member, whether we are online and wherever we are.
听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
You hear our prayers in the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Wow. 感谢神。 好,
Praise the Lord.
我们就是报告一下明天的第二场的聚会非常非常的需要大家来祷告。明天会是一个惊喜。
So tomorrow, please pray for us. Tomorrow will be a surprise.
因为我们会看到神会 再一次像今天一样，好，把最好的呈现给我们。It'll
be like today, the Lord will present to us the best.
那么，我们从海外的家人们，请明天尽量的上 YouTube.
So our family from overseas, please, use YouTube instead of Zoom.
这样的话，我们可以更多的把 Zoom 让给我们国内的家人。So
that we will give room to our family in mainland China.
好，我们要不要把我们的 声音打开，我们和我们彼此和线上的家人们来问候。我们把哇哇，我家妈也在我们当中，我们来
感
谢主。哇，
Mama Grace is with us. Let's open up our mic and say hi to our family.
Yeah.
大家好。
好。
大家。
晚安，晚安。
爱每一位。
晚安。晚安，晚安。
干妈妈。
干妈妈。
再见，再见。
你们都分享的好棒哦。真的是非常
高兴。Papa Ray， 声音。
Thank you for your compliment.
Ellen 也好会主持啊。
对 ，I learn from Joyce.
Amen.
Ellen，
好棒，好棒，下一代好棒。
Yes, we are so proud of you.
You are all so great.
Yeah. 我们也谢谢 Jack， 谢谢 Deborah。
Yes。